Mr. Rogers, we're going to Dr. Page. Dave, is there any agenda change?
No.
Okay. Gentlemen, you have a copy of the agenda in printed form. Need a motion?
Make a motion to approve the agenda for Sussex County Council, April 1st, 2008, as in printed form.
Moving to second that we approve the agenda as printed. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You have a copy of the minutes from February the 26th in printed form. Any corrections or additions?
Make a motion to approve the minutes for Sussex County Council, September 20 what?
6th.
6th, as in printed form.
Second.
It's moved to second that we approve the minutes in printed form for February the 22nd. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Snake bite. Yes. Correspondence. We'll see if
any correspondence.
I don't think I have any.
Okay, that's cool. Dave.
Okay. The first item today is the employee of the quarter, and with us today is Miss Lisa Walls, who she'd like to come up. She's.
Come on.
Lisa has been a secretary for Sussex County Council in the Permit Division since December 1st, 2006. And she was nominated by Gary Tung for being presentable, reliable, conscientious, good team player, and extremely professional. She's very punctual. She's the last to leave the office at the end of the day. She's busy, productive, seeks extra work, and willingly performs tasks that may fall outside of her job classification. She learns very fast, able to answer many questions from customers, and she's certainly deserving of the award, and Jim Griffin is not allowed to try to hire her.
After I read that, I said, I'll offer her a job.
You don't work here, do you?
But we do have an award for Lisa, and if you...
Go ahead. Come on now. Come around.
She certainly is deserving.
Come on, baby.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cole's coming in, right? Cole here today.
When?
Did he come today?
At least on behalf of the council, it is a privilege, and it's a great program. Thank you for keeping us in county friends. We really do appreciate what you do.
We got an extra seat up here on county council.
Couldn't do it. Congratulations.
Next item is the administrator's report. The first item is an update on the Emergency Operations Center. EOC will start the process of moving its operations to the new facilities at 2 a.m. tonight, April 2nd, 2008. New center will provide additional needed space for dispatchers, as well as state-of-the-art technology for emergency responses. And so they've done a lot of testing and a lot of work, especially over the last few months, and getting the center up to date. And we'd like to try to have the council come maybe a little early next week, if that's okay, to go through a tour of the build of the facility. The next item is, we are pleased to note that each Sussex County dispatcher achieved a 95% grade or higher on scores for emergency medical dispatching for the period July 1, 2007 to December 31, 2007. This will enable the center to maintain its center of excellence status. The scores have improved since last year, and we're especially proud of that. The Delaware Department of Transportation public hearing will be held April 7th at 7 p.m.
Rehoboth Beach Convention Hall regarding a proposed Rehoboth Beach Park and Ride land exchange. And attached is a copy of their notice. Beneficial acceptance. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance on March 24th to Americana Bayside, Agreement 449. Developers Carl M. Freeman Communities and project is located on Route 54 in the Fennel Gallon Sewer District. Sign ordinance status on March 29th, Saturday. As per the recently enacted sign ordinance, county planning and zoning inspectors retrieved over 700 signs throughout Sussex County. The so-called bandit signs will be maintained by the county for the next 5 months, during which time the owners can collect the signs at a charge of $15 apiece as per the ordinance. This was the first enforcement action taken by the county as a result of the sign ordinance. And we would like to thank our planning and zoning inspectors, seven inspectors, and Mr. Rickard and Mr. Lank, who were out Saturday, and they filled up a garage with signs. Did a great job. Thank you.
Any questions for Dave? I went out to the EOC this morning. It's very sharp looking, to say the least. I wish them well at 2 o'clock this morning. I hope they make it and start clicking it over. Susie?
Thank you. This morning, I will be reviewing with you our group hospital insurance and making a recommendation as to our annual renewal, which goes into effect May 1st, 08 through April 30th, 09. With us today, we have Denny Cordry, Personnel Director, and David Smith from Integra, our plan administrators, and David will talk later. I'm going to recommend our renewal today, but also talk some about the results of our consultant and the changes we are proposing in the 2009 budget as a result of the consultant's recommendation. Most all medical plan types are forecasted to see cost increases 08 and 09. According to the Siegel Report, an estimated 10.6% increase overall for a health plan of our type. To date, our net health care costs have increased 7%. Last year, we increased our budget by 10%, and we are hoping to drop that sum in this coming budget. Our health care budget is approximately $7.6 million. To businesses, their health care packages are very important. They have become important as salaries for potential future employees on choosing a new job or deciding to stay in a current job. Now the focus in health care is on the total health management approach. This is a multi-year strategy to change or influence our employees' behavior and to make health care providers more efficient. This approach isn't exactly new to us, as last year we implemented this idea with the iNetico Disease Wellness Plan. This total health management approach uses health promotion, wellness, intervention, and care coordination. This is much more invasive as your typical health insurance plan used to be. It's almost like one is becoming accountable for their health or their bad health habits. An example of the iNetico, if you had a prescription drug for high blood pressure medicine, I believe people received a mailing to tell them how to maintain their health, what would be healthy habits to maintain a lower blood pressure, hence keeping you healthy longer. This is the trend. As I mentioned before, a lot of these ideas will be presented along with our consultant's report and in the 2009 budget. Currently, the county has a self-funded plan with a specific deductible up to $250,000 and another $100,000 aggregating specific. We purchase reinsurance for very large claims that are over $250,000 per year per individual. Our consultant did take a look at our approach to health insurance on a general scale, meaning is self-insurance the best way to go for us, and at what level? He had determined that this is still the best approach for us and that our benefit program is very sound. We have competitive administration fees, strong provider network with competitive discounts, and an excellent third-party service from Integra. So generally, he is recommending with sticking with our current program. Those changes will come later as things that we can do internally to make our costs lower in the long run. Integra has requested quotes for our fixed costs, which are only administration fees and reinsurance from a number of companies, including Zurich, our current provider, Optum Health, Lloyd's of London, Pan America, and Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Most quotes were not competitive, and some companies did not quote for concerns of ongoing health conditions. This year, Optimum Health was the only comparable quote and we could use for comparison purposes. And this is a listing of the quotes. What's highlighted is the option that I'd like to choose today. If you follow the fixed costs along, you'll see this year under option one, it's about an 8.8% decrease. And David Smith will speak on this later. So we have found that Zurich, our existing carrier, is the best choice for us still again this year. Now, I know we spent money for a consultant to come in, and he's going to come in a couple of weeks, the end of April, and talk about our health plan in general, things we can do, recommendations to make, and we'll piggyback this on into the 09 budget. Some of the things we're looking at are cafeteria-type plan changes, increase in employee contributions, a new employee differential, health reimbursements accounts, which are like the flexible spending accounts, copay options, out-of-care network, wellness strategy, and advertising among our employees a little bit better. So, Dave, if you want to speak to council, specifically on maybe the Inetico, the disease management, and the drop in the fixed costs this year.
Thank you, Susan. Again, we thank the county for the trust they place in us each year to manage the program for you. It was reassuring to hear the consultant pretty much give his blessing on the plan. Susan did want me to speak a little bit about the Zurich renewal, and fortunately for the last 3 years, we have had very positive claims experience when Zurich took over from Optum Health. As she mentioned, as part of our due diligence, we requested quotes from the Zurich, the Guardian Life, which declined a quote, Lloyd's of London. We received a conditional quote, Pan American Life. We also requested a quote from Coventry, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and United Healthcare, which is now known as Optum Health. And Optum Health was your prior carrier prior to Zurich. They provided very competitive numbers. Basically, because of the fairly good experience that we've had in the last 3 years, that's the claims that have been over 250,000 have been very moderate. They gave a good quote. The most competitive quotes with the most lenient contracts were presented in the renewal analysis that Susan has given you. We also did an analysis of the Blue Cross numbers. They arrived after the original deadline. We prepared a supplemental analysis, also presented it to the Finance and Personnel Department for review. However, there was no significant advantage to moving to the Blue Cross plan since it was basically very similar to what you have now and actually had some restrictions in their contract that are not currently in place. I've been asked why the stop-loss premiums have gone down since some of the maximum plan caps or age limits have been met during the prior 3 years, and Medicare or Medicaid has become primary coverage in some instances. Therefore, the potential for reinsurance payouts over the $250,000 has become reduced, and those claims are not considered in the premium calculation. Also, the 2006-2007 actual claims are projected to come in well below what we had projected last year at this same time. I just was doing a look at it last night, and based on the 11 months of claims, I believe our claims will come in about 7% below what I projected for last year. So this is also having an impact on the renewal rating and producing a reduction. It's kind of refreshing to see a reduction in costs rather than an increase every year. As part of our renewal process, we negotiate with the different carriers that are requested to quote for their lowest possible rates, and we always give the incumbent, in this case the Zurich, the last opportunity to adjust their rates or contract as necessary to keep the business. It's kind of the way that the reinsurance game is played. You go out to all the carriers, you get them to bid, and then basically you go back and negotiate. It's like an auction. And you're auctioning the case off and trying to get the very best numbers possible. So the incumbent carrier gets the last look, and it does pay dividends. Number one, they know that they're not going to be replaced just with a lowball quote. They're going to have an opportunity to keep the business by sharpening their pencils. And also, it gives you, the client, the best deal possible. So our current costs have dropped from $289,345 in premium last year to this year's projection of $234,418, which is almost a $55,000 decrease in the reinsurance premiums. That's a small portion compared to the $7.6 million that we pay out in claims and in other expenses. So, but it's significant. And if we look at the total fixed costs, our fees did not go up this year. The alliance fees did not go up this year. The health advocate fees did not go up this year. So there are a number of things that were stable. And as Susan has mentioned, the overall reduction is about 8.8% on our fixed expenses, those things that have to be paid every month just to manage the plan before we pay any claims. So that's a very positive move in the right direction. Another benefit that Zurich did because of the competition is to extend your contract an additional 3 months of what we call run-out claims. It means that claims that are incurred in the prior contract period, if those claims are incurred but they don't get paid until the 180 days in the new contract period and they're over the specific, they will pay those claims. Currently, you had a 90-day run-out period. So this is an extra 90 days of coverage that they gave you even with the premium reduction. Very positive move, and one that I asked for so that it would get us back closer to an incurred contract. One of the beauties of the Optimum contract was that it was a 12/24, and it gave 12 months of run-out coverage. And so when we replaced it with a Zurich, I've been pushing them to get us additional run-out coverage. And that is a very positive move on the Zurich's part. Another impact on the reduced rating was the decision last year to exclude retirees with Medicare as their primary coverage from coverage under the reinsurance contract. The county is funding the amount Medicare does not pay, and this arrangement is working very well. Premium savings will approximately be $28,000 for this year on that particular area. And those claims are coming in just exactly where I projected they would be, and it's working extremely well. As we're looking at the overall decrease, and I think you probably have it in front of you, the projected claims and with the reduction in premium is about a 1.25% decrease overall that we're expecting. Doesn't mean that we don't still have to fund at budgeted projections, but we're looking at the possibility of again coming in this next year below budget. Also wanted to mention to you that 2 years ago you gave us the authorization to do Medicare Part D. Medicare Part D is submitting the drug claims of your Medicare people through Part D advisors, and they apply for rebates through the federal government. After all expenses, the return on that program since we started it, it's about 18 months maybe 20 months ago, has been $42,000 of net income to the county. So that is working, and we expect that those rebates will continue to grow during 2008-2009. One of the last things that I want to talk about is iNetico, which is the total health management program that we put in last year. There's a lot of facets of the iNetico program. We are not using all of them. We're using pre-hospital surgical certification. We're using concurrent hospital review. We're using large case management. And we're also using a small portion of disease management. The disease management has not been communicated as well as it needs to be. And we've had mixed reactions by some of our people here, some of the employees and their dependents concerning the disease management program. As we've done the analysis, we have received about a 14-to-1 return on the dollars invested to do to implement iNetico. During the past year, we've spent $65,000 for their services, and we've had a little over $900,000 in negotiated savings. This is part of the reason I believe that we'll probably end up the year about $777,000 below my projected claims for this year. They have done a great job. It's been virtually transparent to the employees, except in the area of disease management, where they have contacted them personally and attempted to direct them to a healthier lifestyle. So many individuals that need the individual coaching and managing their health care have been identified in the areas of cardiac care, diabetes, asthma, chronic digestive disease, as well as potential cancer risk. Initial contact has been made by health coaches and registered nurses, requesting that they be able to assist them in ongoing relationship, which can assist in helping to prevent major care issues from developing and thus costing the county plan additional funds. We're investigating with personnel and finance health risk appraisals, as well as biometric testing, which is a voluntary blood testing program. These will probably be discussed in detail by your consultant. We're kind of doing this in behind the scenes in order to make sure that we have those ready when it, and if the council approves them. Earlier, Susie quoted the Siegel Health Plan Cost Trend Survey, and this is a standard survey that we have used for years and years to indicate what employers should be doing to control these health care costs. And I'd like to quote from them in the very last portion of this, because it's really something that you are doing through the adoption of iNetico, and also I feel that you're being very progressive, you're being forward-thinking, and I congratulate you on that. What Siegel says is employers must adopt a plan of total health management. Total health management that includes not only plan design changes, which involve participants who show unhealthy behaviors to pay greater share of their health cost, but barriers must be removed to encourage more efficient use of healthcare services as well as the benefit plan. And further, the critically important element of total health management strategy focuses on improving the health of individuals through health promotion and wellness. And this is the part I want you to kind of focus in on. Targeted intervention, care coordination, and patient management through the use of health risk appraisals and predictive modeling, high risk or at-risk claimants can be identified and provided with outreach and support for appropriate evidence-based treatments for acute and chronic conditions. What we are going to be attempting to do is to get people to the right level of care early on in the discovery of a disease so that it doesn't become the proverbial train wreck, the huge claim that ends up being a cost to the plan. Get them to the right level of care, get them on maintenance medications, get them seeing their physician on a regular basis, and so forth. Also, we have offered this year to provide at no charge a total Section 125 flexible spending account and dependent care plan, pre-tax, no charge the first year except for documents and enrollment materials. And we're projecting that the Social Security tax savings for the county will approximate between $8,000 and $16,000. Which will more than cover the cost of the plan in the second year when we begin to charge $450 a month per employee who is enrolled in that. Typically about 30 to 40% of your people enroll in one of these plans. It allows them tax-free reimbursements on over-the-counter drugs like sinus medicine, cold and flu medicine, contact lens solution, aspirin, Tylenol, Aleve, cough drops, nose spray, as well as their unreimbursed co-pays and things from the medical plan or their dental or vision plan that are not reimbursed. So they can put money aside out of their paycheck and pull that out as necessary, tax-free to reimburse expenses for that, as well as daycare expenses for both children and adults. So we are providing that at no charge as part of our offering, and I think that is being discussed now for implementation perhaps in July of this year.
Thank you, David. So if there's any questions, the consultant will be back in a few weeks and we'll cover some things we're interested in, maybe some feedback from the council, and then a lot of these, some of these new programs, the ones that we decide, we'll put in the 09 budget or kind of unveil it then.
Okay. Questions?
Are the deductibles and the copay, are they staying the same next year?
Well, we're looking at changing, so basically probably not. We haven't decided in the budget, you know, we're going to do it at the budget time, but we are looking at some changes.
The quote that you have in front of you assumes no changes.
Yes, this is, everything's still going to be the same from May and June. We're going to, since we had a consultant with recommendations, it's kind of like focusing on that time period now because he came in and made, you know, some little minor changes. Now, there might be some, for an example, if you have a hospital stay, wasn't that one of the ones that we could, it won't affect a lot of people, but when it does affect them, it's big because
right.
It's a big dollar. Like the deductible for a hospital stay instead of like 100 make it
up to three days. So,
you know, a lot of people wouldn't see it, but yet I think across the board, some of our copays are very, very unusually low as in compared to other, you know, situations. Typically, so that's what we're looking at.
Typically, we compare it to the state plan. And the state plan has continued to increase deductibles. Just one example is the prescription card. They're charging $8.50 for generic. We're still at $7. I'll just use that as one example. Their copays are higher.
Another one is, and these are like the little ones that we can do that might not affect everybody, emergency room visit. If it's not a non-emergency, it might be a little higher then, where if you could wait to go make a doctor's appointment. You know what I mean? The little subtle things we're going to look at first and see if we can increase some of those things. And, of course, education's a big part of it, you know.
So these would be decided when the consultant
yeah.
the report in at this point in time.
We'll
yes.
be working with the
as
no.
May 1st because the group hospital contract it runs May 1st to May 1st.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah. And right. these copays really don't have anything to do with the renewal. We're renewing our
reinsurance.
But since, and normally probably we bring copays in now, but we've got a lot of other things we want to talk about, so we wanted to do it in a bigger package. You know what I mean? These are some of the changes we're looking at across the board at one-time shot.
But our claims are down. Our claims are down this year?
Yes.
But our premium's not going down.
Yeah, your premium's going down.
The fixed costs have gone down.
It says total
8%, right?
Yes.
No, 8.8%. The premium went down, and the overall projections are down 1.25%.
Well, total maximum annual cost is more this year.
That we've never hit the maximum. That is like
that's
a.
Like the.
It's only $67,000, I believe, in the Ross. I can't remember.
Yeah, 67.
Yeah.
Doesn't that usually go up as our?
It usually floats as a percentage, like 25 to 30% above what the projections are. You want to look at the projected area.
It's like
because
a worst
we've been
case.
Following every
worst
year.
Case scenario, yeah.
This is like if a catastrophic thing happens.
Everybody.
Maximum is the maximum.
How many claims do we have over 250 this year?
Oh, I don't.
We had three claims that exceeded 250.
Okay.
And we have not had any. Actually, we haven't had any this year. We had some run out from last year. We had 150,000 reimbursed last year. That actually was the prior year, but it was reimbursed in the current 12-month period. So that's part of that run out protection that we buy.
And the recommendation is we're still 250,000 deductible?
Yes, yes.
So that's not going to change?
Not going to change.
Okay.
That seems to be a very effective point right now. We could save more premium going to a 300, but the trade-off is about a break even. So as we discussed it, it wasn't something that was necessary at this point.
The consultant recommended not to increase that.
Not to increase it.
Yeah. He thought our completely objective independent consultant in reviewing it thought we were exactly on the right track with the levels that we have and the health insurance that we do have, the self-funded, and actually recommended, go ahead with your renewal and then offered the other suggestions for future management of your health care costs.
Any other questions?
No. Thank you very much.
I have a motion.
Can I mention one thing? I know Mr. Dukes raised a question. Mr. Smith was saying is that there's the fixed costs here relate to what we actually pay for the insurance, the reinsurance for the over $250,000 and the cost to administer the program. The rest of the money in the rate goes into a county account, and we maintain it in that account. And then as claims come in and are processed by Integra, we reimburse Integra for those claims. So if our claims are low, the money stays in the county account and we don't lose it,
right,
so to speak.
The actual not writing total a check rate, and giving them, you're not giving them a big check. It stays
It's actual claims. And if our claims are lower than what we anticipate when we set the rate, then we keep the money and it just keeps rolling over until we use it.
Which was the point, and this year we might be able to reduce our budget percentage increase, which is the first time that I can remember, down a few points from 10%. You know, it's been a standard 10, 11. Maybe we can go, we're looking at going down to 7 or 8 on the medical insurance increase.
Okay.
Read the motion.
Go ahead, Susan.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the following: continuance of Integra Administrative Group as the county's group hospital administrator, approval of Zurich Life Insurance Company as a provider of the group hospital reinsurance, and PharmaCare as a prescription card provider, and continue to use the services of Inetico for health management.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. Moved to second that we approve the renewal. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Al?